Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Give me the Bhagavad song. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So, since the only edition of Bhagavad Gita which has all the word-for-word translations in it is in Estonian language, we will study Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam, I mean to say. Since I'm leading the word for word, and I need to have the word for word translation. I don't read Estonian. So we will study, therefore.
He's going to translate for you.
No, I want to have it in the book in front of me.
Yes. He's going to have for audience.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's very good. I understand. Yeah. Yeah, we actually have been studying in Helsinki from the first canto. It's very nice. This chapter, Divinity and Devotional Service.
Esimest oleme siis lugenud esimest laulust ja what chapter?
The sages of Naimisharanya.
Naimisharanya targad.
Had gathered for a 1,000 year sacrifice to hold off the influence of the age of Kali. It was finally decided that they would hear Suta Goswami recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the wonderful thing is that just as the sages and Suta Goswami hearing and chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam could hold off the age of Kali, this very discourse that we are holding in this house tonight,
diskursus, mida me siin majas tänatu peame,
is pushing back the age of Kali.
Lükkab tagasi Kali ajastu.
So we need to, the sages of Naimish, here we have a small gathering of maybe 15 or 20 people.
Siin on meil väike kogunemine, kusagil 15-20 inimesi.
We can understand there is more than 15 or 20 people in the forest of Naimisharanya.
Me saame aru, et selles metsas on kindlasti rohkem inimesi.
So we have to think how to get more and more people absorbed in this Hari Katha. Because the more we can get people absorbed in Hari Katha, the more the influence of this age of Kali will go into remission. So tonight we will read from the first canto, chapter number 2, verse number 8. Dharmakshvanushtita pumsam Vishvaksena katasuyaha Notpadayad yadiratim Shrama eva hi kevalam. The occupational duties a man performs,
kohustuslikud tegevused, mida inimene, etendud kohustused, mida inimene võib täitma,
according to his own position, are only so much useless labor. If they do not provoke attraction, For the message of the personality of Godhead.
Kui nad tekite kindlumust Jumala isiksuse sõnumisse.
So everybody has some occupation.
Nii et igalühel on mingisugune tegevus.
No one can remain idle.
Mitte keegi ei saa tegevusetuks jääda.
Everyone's doing something.
Igaks teeb midagi.
So by whatever activity you're engaged in.
Ükskõik mis tegevus te olete süvenenud.
You must see that through that activity that you are developing an attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
Läbi selle tegevuse arendate välja kiindumust Jumala isiksuse sõnumisse.
If you are living your life in such a way
kui te elate elu niimoodi
that all you're doing is thinking about money, prestige, etc.
Mõtled ainult rahast, prestiisist ja nii edasi.
Then you're wasting your life.
Siis te raiskate oma elu.
Shama eva hi kevalam, it's simply useless labor.
Et see on lihtsalt mõtetud töö.
You may become very rich.
Te võite saada väga rikkaks.
You may become very famous.
Ja väga kuulsaks.
You may become very powerful.
Või väga mõjuvõimsaks.
But what good is it?
Aga mis kasu on sellest?
You're going to get old, you're going to get sick and you're going to die. That's the thing.
Te jääte vanaks, haigeks ja surete. Ja see on fakt.
No matter what is your position in this world, even if you're Lord Brahma.
Ükskõik mis positsioon teil siin maailmas on, kas või isegi kui Lord Brahma.
Ah Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartan Arjuna Mam Upechita Kaunteya Punarjanmanavijate from the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest.
Alates kõrgemas planeedist selles maailmas kuni madalama planeedini.
Every place is a place of misery where people are subject to the laws of birth and death.
Iga koht on kannatusi täis. Kuna inimesed on materiaalse looduse mõju.
But Krishna says, one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti.
Aga Krishna ütleb, et see, kes saavutab
minu elupaika.
Punar janma nivijate, he never takes birth again.
Mitte kunagi enam uuesti sünni.
So, anyone who's in this material existence, they must suffer.
Niisiis, igaüks, kes on selles materiaalse eksistentsis, peab kannatama.
Birth, death, old age and disease.
Sünd, surm, vanadus, haigused.
Birth is janma.
Sünd on janma.
Death is mrityu.
Surm on mrityu.
Jira is old age.
Jira on vanadus.
And vyadi is disease.
And vyadi on surm, tähendab haigus.
So janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi.
Nii et need kõik kokku lugedus.
These four miseries
need neli kannatust
are attacking everyone.
Ründavad kõike.
It doesn't matter what their position in the society may be.
Et see ei tähenda ükskõik milline positsioon sellel inimesel ka ei oleks.
They may be rich.
Nad võivad olla rikkad.
They may be poor.
Nad võivad olla vaesed.
They may be glorified.
Nad võivad olla õnnistatud.
They may be criticized.
Nad võivad olla kritiseeritud.
Everyone throughout the entire world is forced to suffer these four miseries.
Et igaüks läbi selle maailma peavad kannatama nende nelja õnnetuse käes.
You must suffer these miseries.
Sa pead
You must suffer them.
Et te peate kannatama neid.
Only as long as you identify with your material body.
Aga ainult nii kaua, kui te samastate end selle kehaga.
If you will awaken a special consciousness which is lying dormant within you at this time.
Et kui te äratate üles erilise teaduse, mis on praegu magamas teie sees.
Then you will become free from the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease.
Siis te saate vabaks nendest kannatustest, milleks on sünd, surm, vanadus, haigused.
So our question is actually very simple.
Nii et meie küsimus on tegelikult väga lihtne.
How many, let's see a show of hands, who would like to suffer and who would like to enjoy? First of all, how many people would like to suffer?
Esiteks, tõske käed üles, kes tahavad kannatada?
If you would like to suffer, raise your hand. Okay, we have one. All right. Okay, very good. He's an honest man, we appreciate that.
Okay. Me hindame seda.
And everybody who would like to enjoy, you kindly raise your hand. Okay. All right. There's one abstention over here. Because he doesn't speak English. So, would he rather suffer or enjoy? Your father.
Igor.
Suffer or enjoy?
He would rather enjoy.
Okay. So we have one person who prefers suffering here. So why don't we discuss from that angle of vision?
Nii et meil on üks inimene, kes eelistab kannatamist, nii et vaadakame seda asja selle üle.
And we can ask this nice gentleman what he finds, why he finds suffering very nice, why he would like to suffer. We can ask him.
Me võime küsida, et miks ta leiab, et kannatamine on nii hea.
Ask him, why do you want to suffer?
Küsida ma käest, et miks ta tahab kannatada.
Kannatamine on vabadus.
He says that suffering is freedom.
I see.
No,
freedom from happiness. Yes. I mean, happiness is, I can't stand happiness, so to get free from it, I'm just going to suffer. Yes, it is a form of freedom. Yes, freedom from happiness. Yes. Actually, I knew someone whose uncle had gone to prison. And he actually finished his prison sentence. But he became so accustomed to prison life. He asked if he could stay on in the prison after his term was finished. So sometimes it's like that in this material world. We're so accustomed to suffering, we find it to be some kind of something nice, and we want to continue suffering.
Me oleme kannatamisega nii harjunud ja arvame, et see on midagi toredat ja me tahame jätkata kannatamist.
But that is called poor fund of knowledge.
Aga seda kutsutakse väheseks teadmiste pangaseks.
Someone who thinks like that, they actually do not understand what is the true meaning of happiness.
See, kes niimoodi mõtleb, see tegelikult ei tea, mida tähendab tegelikult õnn.
They've been suffering for so long they cannot conceive that such a thing as true happiness could ever really even exist. Therefore they simply resign themselves to a life of suffering and they say, I'm just going to be tough and I'm just going to suffer and I'm going to be,
seega nad lihtsalt jäävad kannatustäis elu juurde ja arvavad, et ma olen lihtsalt nii
I will suffer courageously.
Et ma
courageously, like in a brave way, bravely.
Vaprat kannatan.
Yeah, I will suffer bravely.
Kannatan vaprat.
So that is one type of philosophy.
See on üks filosofi tüüp.
It is nothing new. In the days of the Roman Empire, there was a class of philosophers who said, "Yes, I will suffer bravely."
Ja Rooma ajastul oli siuke klass filosofe, kes ütlesid, et jah, ma julgelt kannatan vapralt.
They were called the Stoics.
Neid kutsuti
Stoics. 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 Yeah, the Stoic philosophers. Marcus Aurelius was one of them, and there were some other ones.
Üks neist oli Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah. So that is not a new philosophy, to suffer bravely. But it's not a very happy lifestyle.
Aga see ei ole eriti rõõmus elustil.
Even though one may be suffering bravely now, feeling very good that I'm a Stoic philosopher.
Et kuigi keegi võib praegu väga niimoodi rahulikult kannatada ja mõelda, et ma olen stoiline filosof.
Because such a person is ignorant of the laws of nature.
Aga tegelikult see inimene on ei tunne looduse seadusi.
They will no doubt continue suffering their next birth.
Et nad kindlasti on järgmise elus kannatavad ka.
But because they are violating the laws of nature, they will have to become an animal in their next lifetime.
Aga kuna nad rikuvad looduse seadusi, siis järgmises elus nad saavad looma keha.
Now we can suffer through an Estonian winter in a heated house.
Me võime praegu kannatada Eesti talve köetud maas.
But if you become a wild animal in the Estonian forest in the winter, then your suffering is much greater.
Aga kui me oleme metsik loom Eesti talves, siis siis on see kannatus kindlasti palju suurem.
So the suffering we're going through in the human life is actually a medium degree of suffering.
Et tegelikult see kannatus, mida me läbime inimkehas, on tegelikult ütleme keskaste.
So if one doesn't mind increasing their suffering by many, many, many times, then they can, they're welcome to ignore the laws of nature and go down to the animal kingdom and suffer much, much worse than they're suffering now.
Nii et kui keegi taha mitu korda oma kannatust vähendada, siis ta võib lihtsalt edasi kannatada ja niimoodi satub loomariiki ja kannatab palju rohkem kui praegu.
But sometimes we see that it's actually a philosophical bluff.
Aga mõnikord me näeme, et see on tegelikult lihtsalt filosoofiline bluff.
Just like when it comes time for dinner.
Just nagu kui tuleb aeg õhtusöögiks.
We can say, would you rather suffer or enjoy?
Ja me küsid, et kas sa parem naudiksid või kannataksid.
You can either take the dinner or you can fast.
Et sa võid fastada või võtta toidu.
And we see that everyone goes for the dinner.
Ja me näeme, et kõik võtta toidu.
Well, they may show, make a show of not going for the dinner for one meal.
Nad võivad ju näiteks üheks söögikorraks teha showd ja mitte võtta toitu.
But try doing it for one week.
Aga proovi seda teha terve nädala.
You see? So the real fact is that actually we're all looking to avoid suffering conditions. That's the real fact.
Nii et tegelik fakt on see, et me et keegi meisti taha kannatada.
Sometimes people say, oh, I'm not afraid to die. I don't mind dying.
Mõnikord inimene võib öelda, et ei, ma ei karda surma.
And we say, okay, bring the knife from the kitchen.
Mis mõtlen, hea küll, too köögis nuga.
You can put your throat right here and we will cut your throat.
You
don't mind dying, then all right.
Let's
see if you really don't mind dying. Bring the gun. We'll bring a loaded gun and put it to your head, and we'll pull the trigger. Is that all right? You see. So one may bluff and bluff, but when it comes to the bottom line, they back off, you see.
Et igaüks võib vajada jama, aga kui see tuleb nagu algpunkti, siis kõik jooksab laiali.
We see that in the name of philosophical pride, someone may bluff.
Nii et filosoofilise uhkuse tõttu mõni võib bluffida.
Just like back in the 70s on the campus, the university campuses in the U.S.
Just nagu 70-ndatel aastatel Ameerika ülikooli linnakud.
Mayavadi philosophy was very popular.
Mayavadi philosophy oli väga populaarne.
Everybody walked around saying they were the incarnation of God.
Igaüks kõndis ringi ütles, et ta on Jumala kehastus.
And that everything was one.
Ja kõik on üks.
It's all one.
Kõik on üks.
So my godbrother Shyamakunda Prabhu,
nii et minu vaimne vend,
he approached one student who said it's all one.
Läks ühe õpilase juurde, kes ütles, et kõik on üks.
He said, I would like to give you this Krishna, it's like we have our Krishna book here. I would like to give you this Krishna book and you give a donation.
Ütles, et näe, ma tahan anda sulle selle Krishna raamatu ja sina annad annetuse.
And the boy said, I don't need your Krishna book because I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna, it's all one.
Ja siis see poiss ütles, et ma ei taha su seda Krishna raamatus, mina olen Krishna, sina oled Krishna, kõik on üks.
So Shyamakunda, he was very clever.
Shyamakunda oli väga tark.
He said, it's all one, whether you hold your wallet or I hold your wallet, it's the same thing.
Ja siis ta ütles niimoodi, et kui kõik on üks, siis mina hoian sinu rahakotti või sina hoiad oma rahakotti, vahet ei ole, see on üks.
So you give me your wallet.
To
prove that you really believe it's all one.
Kui sa arvad, et kõik on üks, siis anna mul oma rahakotti.
And the boy did it. He said, okay, here's my wallet.
The boy said, yeah, no, siin on raha, võtta.
So Shyamakunda took his wallet and immediately went back to the temple.
Shyamakunda võttis raha, võttis tagasi templisse.
And then that boy had to come begging to the temple president, please give my wallet back. The temple president was a very, was not an easy pushover. He said, first of all, you have to admit it's not all one. And second of all, you have to agree to part with $20 for this set of Krishna books.
Ja teiseks pead sa
annetuse
nende raamatud teakse.
So the boy agreed and he got the Krishna book.
Ja poiss nõustus ja sai need raamatud.
And he had to admit it wasn't all one.
Ja sai aru, et kõik ei ole üks.
So someone may say that yes, my philosophy is suffering.
Ja mõni võib öelda, et minu filosoofia on kannatamine.
Because it makes me free.
Ja see teeb mind vabaks.
But actually, that is what is that called? That is slavery. That is slavery.
Aga tegelikult on see orjus.
One is a slave of the modes of material nature.
Et siis oled see materiaalse looduse kuunade ori.
How is that freedom?
Kuidas on vabadus?
You're forced to get old.
Sa oled sunnitud saama vanaks.
You're forced to get sick. And you're forced to die. What is that freedom? That is not freedom. That is slavery. Slavery of the laws of material nature. You're forced. Just like if you want to go to the United States of America, can you go? You see? If you want to travel to Mars immediately. Can you travel to Mars? You're restricted in so many ways. If you want to go and have an audience now with the Prime Minister this evening, meet him in his office, can you do that? No, you're restricted in so many ways. If you want to drive down the left side of the street, can you do that? No, the police will come and they will arrest you. So what is your freedom in this material world? You are not free. You are restricted in so many ways. This material world is not a world of freedom. If you think this material world is a world of freedom, then you are in a state of delusion.
Et kui sa arvad, et see materiaalne maailm on vabadus, siis sa oled illusioonis.
If you want actual freedom, you must come out of this material existence by coming to the transcendental platform.
Kui sa tahad sellest materiaalist maailmast välja pääseda, siis sa pead transcendentaalsele positsioonile.
The transcendental platform is beyond all the suffering of this material existence.
Ja transcendentaalne positsioon on sellest materiaalse maailma kannatust vaba, sellest kõrge.
So,
nii.
The intelligent person then will ask, okay, then how do I achieve that transcendental platform?
Intelligent inimene küsib, et kuidas ma siis saavutan selle transcendentaalse platform?
How do I achieve actual freedom beyond the fourfold miseries of material existence?
Et kuidas ma saavutan selle vabaduse väljaspool neid nelja kannatust?
The reality is that we have an eternal spiritual identity.
Reaalsus on see, et meil on igavene vaidmine.
Each and every one of us is described in the Sanskrit language as being an atma. We are atma. Each and every one of us is an atma.
Sanskriti keeles kirjeldatakse seda, et see on atma, et me oleme atma.
The atman is never born.
Atman ei sünni kunagi.
He never dies.
Ja kunagi sure.
He never gets sick.
Ja kunagi haigeks.
He never gets old.
Ja kunagi vanaks.
That is atma.
See on atma.
He has full freedom to act.
Ta on täielik vabadus tegutseda.
Even though our position is one of full freedom,
kuigi meie positsioon on täielik vabadus,
we have become entrapped within the prison of this material existence.
Oleme jäänud selle materiaalse maailma vangi.
So the process of Krishna bhakti,
et Krishna bhakti process,
gets us out of this prison of material existence,
aitame siis materiaalses eksistentsist välja,
into a liberated position,
vabastatud positsioonid,
in relationship with the supreme personality of God,
kus meil on suhted Jumala kõrgema isiksusega.
That's real freedom. In this material world, you're restricted. If you want to get some fruit from an apple tree, you can only get the fruit at a certain time of the year. It's not that you can get an apple any time of the year from the apple tree. And what if you go to the apple tree and say, well, actually, I would prefer to have a peach. Can the apple tree give you a peach? Or how about a mango? Or how about a 1,000 euro note? In the spiritual world, the trees will give you what they are called kalpa viksha. They will give you whatever you desire.
Aga vaimses maailmas puud täidavad igasse soovi.
You can get any variety of fruit.
Sa võid saada üksik millise puuvilja.
Any variety of anything you want, the tree will give you automatically. That is freedom.
Üksik mida sa tahad, puu annab sulle, see on vabadus.
To live in that realm where the kalpa viksha trees are everywhere.
Teada sellises kohas, kus sellised puud.
Now we're talking about real freedom.
Nüüd me räägime täielikus vabaduses.
Not the freedom, well, I like to suffer, so I'm free.
Mitte see vabadus, et ma kannatan ja olen vaba.
Free to suffer, that's all.
Kannatusest vaba.
Yes, you're free to suffer in this material world as much as you want.
Või tähendab, jah, te olete nagu, te olete vabad kannatama.
That is one kind of freedom, yes.
See on üks vabadus.
But there's another kind of freedom, that's the freedom to enjoy unlimitedly.
Aga on üks teine vabadus ja see on nautida lõputult.
So you can choose what kind of freedom you want. The freedom of prison life, or the freedom of being a free citizen.
Kas vangi ongi vabadust või vabadust, et olla vaba kodanik?
The prisoner is free to be locked in his cell every night.
Ja vang on vaba, ta iga õhtu lukustatakse oma vangi.
He's free to be released from his cell every day to go out in the yard and break rocks with a sledgehammer.
Samuti on vang vaba, et ta iga hommiku lastakse kongist välja ja
there's another type of freedom.
Ja lastakse tal kive lõhkuda. See on teistsugune vabadus.
But that type of freedom is not very nice.
Aga see vabaduse vorm ei ole just väga kena.
Not very tasteful.
Mitte väga maitsev.
This freedom is unlimitedly tasteful.
See vabadus on lõputult maitsev.
To develop a loving relationship with that person who controls and owns everything.
Et arendada armastuslik suhe selle inimesega, kes või selle isiksusega, kes kõiki kontrollib ja kes kõik oma.
If you get a job at a company, then you have to always be in anxiety about, pleasing your supervisor so you can keep your job.
Et kui te saate näiteks kusagil firmas töökohad, siis te kindlasti peate bossiga häid suhted omama, et teil see töökoht säilis.
But if the owner of the company is your personal friend,
aga kui firma omanik on teie isiklik sõber,
do you have any difficulty?
Kas siis on mingi probleem?
He's your personal friend, he owns the company.
Ta on teie isiklik sõber, tema oma on see firma.
When you see the office politics going on, you simply laugh.
Kui te näete lihtsalt mingisugused ametnike möödumas, siis lihtsalt naerate.
Because you're totally beyond it.
Kes te olete sellest üleval.
So, when you become a devotee of Krishna,
nii et te saate Krishna pühendunuks,
you make a very close, loving relationship with that person who controls and owns everything.
Ja saavutad selle isiksuses kõik omab ja kontrollib selle isiksusega arvaselt.
So, as the Sri Upanishad says,
nii et nagu Sri Upanishad ütleb,
what is there as illusion or anxiety for such a person?
Et mis on selle isiksuse jaoks ärevus?
What is there as illusion or anxiety? In other words, there is no illusion or anxiety for such a person.
Illusion või rahutus.
Mis on selle inimese jaoks illusioon või rahutus?
You make friends with God, you have no problem.
Et kui te Jumalaga saate sõbraks, siis see pole mingi probleemi.
Because he controls everything, he owns everything.
Just ta kontrollib kõik ja ta omab kõik.
If you're on the good side of God, you've got it made.
Kui te olete Jumalades heas kirjas, siis te saate kõike.
You don't have to worry about some weirdo. Some strange philosophy. You're completely protected by the Supreme Lord. So, everyone should see that they are nicely progressing along the pathway of Krishna Bhakti.
Igaüks peaks nägema, et ta on ilusti arenemas Krishna Bhakti.
Yad karoshi, yad asnasi, yad dahosi dadasi, yad yattapashyashi kontaya, tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. That is freedom. They will say, at least you Hare Krishnas, you are not free because you have to follow all these rules and regulations. I can do any damn nonsense I want. I can smoke cigarettes. I can run after the prostitutes. I can eat whatever I want. I can eat pigs. I can eat monkeys. I can even eat a human being if I want to. Some man did that in Europe. He put an ad on the internet. He wanted to eat a human being. Some foolish person said, all right. He agreed to be eaten. And he actually allowed the man to kill him and eat him. Talk about crazy people. So, somewhere in Germany, I think it was. Crazy. Did you hear that in the news? Yeah, in the news. It was there in the news. He agreed to be killed and eaten, and the whole thing was video. And they wanted to try the man for murder, but he said, no, I didn't murder him. He volunteered to be killed and eaten. He wanted to be killed and eaten. I just satisfied his desire, that's all. So, in this world, people think this is freedom. That I can be killed and I can be eaten by a human being. But they don't realize that that sort of an activity, which is actually suicide, will force them to become a ghost. Ghosts are the most miserable creatures you can ever imagine. Because a ghost has so many gross material desires. But he has no body with which to fulfill those material desires. Therefore, he tries to satisfy his desires by taking over the body of embodied people. So, one should not be so foolish to commit suicide. One should simply offer this life in the service of Krishna. Whatever you're doing, connect it with Krishna. Whatever your occupation, find a way to connect that with Krishna. If you're making money, then give a portion of your income to support the Krishna consciousness movement. If you're developing a talent, then use that talent to glorify Krishna. In this way, always connect yourself with Krishna 24 hours a day. Krishna literally means the greatest pleasure. The word Krishna means greatest pleasure.
Krishna tähendab suurim nauding.
So there's only, most people would, if you ask them, would you like the greatest pleasure, most people would say yes. Only a few rare souls like this gentleman here would say, no, I'd rather have the greatest suffering. It's easy to say that, but if we actually say, okay, well, now we will torture you. Are you ready?
Aga see oleks väga lihtne küll, kui me ütleksime, et vaat nüüd me hakkame siin piinama.
You say, yes, I'm ready to be tortured.
Kas ütleksid, et jah,
you can take, you can take lighted cigarettes and burn my skin, you can, you know, you can cut off my hand.
Yeah,
just start torturing me, please. I would like to be tortured. Everyone can gang up on me and torture me. They can cut off my toes one at a time. They can gouge out my eyes. Yes, I would like to suffer. So, you know, if you really get down to it, it's a bluff. I, you know, I enjoy suffering. It's a bluff. Not real. The fact is, everybody wants to enjoy. Yes.
They are saying that is his enjoyment.
So no, but he won't really. If it gets that far, he won't. He'll say no. He'll run out of the house. He'll run. He'll run. If we grab him and you know, say we'll take some lit incense, it will just stick all that lit incense into your hands and burn your skin, he will run. He will not want it. We don't want to do this. It's just a philosophical example. Don't worry. The point is that you wouldn't, if we really started to make you suffer, you would say, no, I don't want it.
It's just
for the sake of philosophical argument, he's saying he wants to suffer. He doesn't really want to suffer, I guarantee you. I can assure you, when he crosses the street, he looks both ways to make sure he won't be hit by a car.
Ma võin teile kinnitada, et kui ta läheb üle tee, vaatab ta nii vasakule kui paremale, et auto...
See on pat, mida ma paraku tõesti... Ma ei vaata, see on tõsi. Ma kipun tõesti üle tee minema ikka nii, et... Noh, ei vaata, ei lähe missal üle. Ja...
He says that he keeps crossing the road without looking left or right.
Oh, he does.
Kas tõesti?
Tõsi.
No, he doesn't look.
He doesn't look.
Oh, okay.
If
it was a freeway, he would though. One of those.
Kui sa oleks maantee, siis sa ei teeks seda. Või kiirtee.
Ma teen maantee. Ja Eestis ei ole kiirtee.
You never look, you just close your eyes and walk across?
He says that he would do it on a highway too, but in Estonia we don't have highways.
I see.
Ja see küsib, et kas sa paneks ikka endal...
So you don't even look, you just walk? You don't even look at all, you just walk right across?
He said that
every
time?
He
said that he would do that too. Yeah. Would be blindfolded and would go over the street.
I see.
She asked that, how can you leave? He says that it's a miracle then, that I'm living still.
Doesn't he eat?
Because I sure.
You ever eaten anything?
He says that eating is inevitability.
Oh, no, it isn't. You don't have to eat. The food doesn't come crawling in your mouth. You sit down and you lift the spoon, you put it in your mouth. Because you want to enjoy eating. That's why. I say that your statement that you want to suffer is simply a bluff.
Mina ütlen, et sinu argument, sa tahad kannatada, on lihtsalt bluff.
Läbi kannatuste võib ka naudinguteni jõuda.
He says that through suffering one can achieve enjoyment. Can reach
it. Oh, you want enjoyment then?
It's not naudingut ikkagi.
Noh, ise asi, kui noh, see on igaühel oma tee, kuidas ta seda naudingut otsib.
He says that it's everyone's own way how he achieves their pleasure.
Well, actually, we actually agree that through suffering you can achieve enjoyment. We agree with them. Just like many people think rising early in the morning is suffering. Getting up by 4 a.m., they consider that the most hellish thing you could ever imagine. They get up at 4 in the morning. So we suffer every morning in our Hare Krishna temples. We get up at 4 a.m., we suffer every day so we can enjoy it. And some people think that giving up sex life, you know. it's a form of suffering, you know.
Ja mõni arvab, et loobudes seksuaalelust on ka suur kannatus.
They think to get, see, our principle is that we don't have any we do not have sex unless it's for procreation. We do not have any non-procreational sex.
Et see meie põhimõte on see, et me tegeleme seksuaaleluga siis ainult, kui see on järgmise sigitamiseks.
So people consider, oh, that's horrible suffering.
Inimesed arvan, et ei, see on kohutav kannatus.
So we say, even if it is, it's all right, because we achieve unlimited happiness by that type of suffering.
Ja siis me võime öelda, et mis siis ikka, sest läbi selle kannatuse me saavutame enneolematu õnne.
Some people say, well, you mean you don't eat hamburgers?
Mõni inimene ütleb, et ei söö hamburgerega.
You don't have fried chicken?
Sest ei söö praatud kana.
Where's your pleasure?
Kus teie nauding on?
That sounds like suffering.
See ikka on nagu kannatus.
So we say, all right, but that is suffering. We achieve a happiness. Eating only Krishna Prasadam, we achieve a happiness which is unlimited. So all we're really saying is, you are suffering, we agree. And we are also suffering, we agree. But our suffering is better than your suffering. Because our suffering gives a greater joy than your suffering.
Sest meie kannatus annab suurema nauding kui sinu oma.
That's all we're really saying.
See on kõik, mis me ütleme.
If you like suffering, then you should chant.
If you like suffering, then you should chant Hare Krishna. Many people consider chanting Hare Krishna to be a very miserable thing to do.
He feels that.
He
feels that because he was not chanting.
Huh?
He feels that it's a suffering, so he wasn't chanting.
He was
suffering.
He was not getting into the kirtan because he feels pain about chanting.
Oh, maybe he was thinking, this is so blissful, I don't want to enjoy it, so let me just sit here and suffer in the corner.
Võibada laulmise ajal, kui ta ei laulnud kaasa, arvas, et
let me ask him this question. I heard that during the kirtan you did not join the chanting.
Ja ma kuulsin, et kirtana sa ei nautinud laulmist.
Were you not joining the chanting because you were afraid that you might enjoy?
Kas sa kartsid seda nautida sellepärast, et sa arvasid, et äkki sa hakkad nautima?
Are you not joining the kirtan?
Ma alles õpin seda nautima koduste näele harjutusi.
He says that in home he practices it and he's just starting to learn how to enjoy it.
Oh, he is chanting it at home.
Ah, it's kodus.
Kodus, yeah.
In home, yes.
Oh, that's very good. Do you find it to be suffering or enjoyment?
What?
Do you find it to be suffering or enjoyment?
Kas sa leiad, et see on kannatus või nauding?
Kuidas kellelegi? Ma ei osta mida praegu.
Sina?
Ei, see on isegi nauding.
He says that it's maybe pleasure.
He likes it, it's enjoyable.
Kas sulle meeldib, kas sa
meeldib?
He says that but maybe too much of it, it's suffering.
A little bit is enjoyable, but too much is suffering.
Et liiga palju on kannatus, aga natukene on
nauditav.
Yes.
All right, well, just take it in small doses and gradually be able to increase your enjoyment. We advise people in the beginning you just take a little bit of Krishna consciousness, as much as you can enjoy.
So he can chant more and suffer.
And then you gradually increase your dose more and more as you can enjoy, and then you can enjoy more and more.
Et soovitame inimestele, et alguses korraga hästi natukene nii palju, kui suudate nautida, siis niimoodi vaikselt suurendate seda, siis saate rohkem nautida.
But if you find it to be suffering, then you can chant 24 hours a day.
Aga kui tarvab, et see on kannatus, siis ta võib 24 tundi päevas korrata.
And really suffer.
Ja tõesti kannatada.
Aja küsimus.
It says it's a question of time.
Oh, but how many hours do you have in your day?
Küsib, et mitu tundi sul päevas on?
15 minutit või kõige rohkem.
He says maximum 15 minutes.
You only have 15 minutes in your day?
Kas sul on päevas ainult 15 minutit aega?
Aja küsimus, küll neile.
It's a question of time.
But from what I understand, you have 24 hours and I have 24 hours.
Aga mina aru saan, minul 24 tundi ja sinul 24 tundi.
No minul kulub osa tundi mujale.
Ah,
but some of my hours are spent otherwise. I spent in other actions.
Really, what do you do?
Tõesti, mida sa teed?
Besides coming here.
Mida sa peale selle, et sa siia tuled? Mida sa peale selle teed?
Söön, remondin elektroonikat.
That I'm, besides that, I'm eating, repairing, you know.
You're a repairman?
Hobby. It's just a hobby.
How do you earn your livelihood?
Kuidas sa nagu elad teinud?
Gruppi peal olen.
Gruppi peal, he gets a pension, you know, he has some, how to say it,
disability,
yes,
retired,
because, not retired, oh, but no. Because he has a disability, yes,
he likes to suffer.
Kas sinu grupp tähendab seda, et sa sulle meeldib kannatada?
Well, then that means if you're on a pension, that means you have a lot of time for chanting. The government is paying you to chant. Take advantage of that pension. You have so much free time to chant Hare Krishna and read these wonderful books. Take it as a blessing from God. And use all that free time to cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Ja kasuta seda vaba aega, et kultiveerida ja arendada Krishna teadust.
Aga mis vahe on siin teenimisel ja koostööl?
He asked that, what's the difference between service and teamwork?
Service and what?
And teamwork, you know, cooperation. Between service and
teamwork. Teamwork and service.
Yes, we do our, well, we actually... in this Krishna consciousness movement, we do our service in the mood of teamwork.
Me teeme teenimist nagu koostöömeeldus.
We are all working together as a team to glorify Krishna and make him more known to the world.
Me kõik töötame koos kui meeskond, et ülistada Krishnat ja so we,
in this movement, we each one of us serves as a member of the Hare Krishna team.
Iga liige tegutseb kui üks rühma osa.
In this movement, everybody is in the mood of helping one another.
Ja selles liikumises iga üks on sellis meeldus, et teist aidata.
If they see a devotee needs some help to do their service, they immediately want to go forward and help.
Et kui nad näevad, kui keegi näeb teist pühendunud, kes vajab abis, nad kohe lähevad.
This is called the Hare Krishna spirit.
Ja seda kutsutakse Hare Krishna vaimuks.
Any other questions? Yes.
Don't the devotees suffer?
A devotee, actually, someone who is actually a devotee, they will never suffer. Because they're always absorbed 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness.
Aga see, kes tegelikult ja tõelist on pühendanud, see mitte kunagi ei kannata.
How can a devotee ever suffer?
Kuidas pühendanud võis kunagi kannatada?
Is it possible? Brahma Bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. You see? Devotee is situated in Brahma Bhuta.
Devotee asub Brahma Bhutas.
There's no hankering.
Seal ei ole mitte mingisugust.
There's no lamenting.
Mingisugust...
Devotee is situated in the position of pure bliss. He or she sees all living entities equally. It's also described by in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, Brahma Saukyam Tvanantam. That's that happiness which goes on increasing unlimitedly forever.
Et see õnn, mis igavesti jätkub.
So if I'm suffering, it means I'm not a devotee.
Et kui ma kannatan seda, ma pole pühendunud.
I haven't really learned how to be a devotee yet.
Ma pole tegelikult õppinud, kuidas saada.
I'm just a trainee.
Ma olen lihtsalt õppipoiss.
It's like a training is in front of the deities, you shouldn't hold your knees like this. Everybody's sitting like this, Igor. Awesome. In front of the deities, you're not supposed to hold your knees like this.
Jumalast ees niimoodi toima põlvi hoida.
Yeah. Don't hold, no holding the knees in front of the deity. Mention the nectar devotion. It's one of the trainings. So here, everybody's a trainee. So because you're a trainee, you may not always, you may sometimes be miserable. But once you actually become fixed devotee of the Lord, fixed up nishta, fixed up devotee of the Lord, you will never feel anxiety. You will always be very, very happy. So now just increase your Krishna consciousness. So anxieties can never touch your heart. Is that alright? Yes.
How to develop the relationships with Krishna?
How to develop the relationship with Krishna?
Well, you have to begin by developing. Well, Prabhupada always quoted the English maxim.
Küsimus oli, et kuidas arendada suhteid Krishnaga.
If you love me, you love my dog.
Ja Prabhupada alati tsiteeris seda inglise maksiimi, et kui sa armastad mind, siis armastad minu koera.
So until you learn how to have a proper relationship with the spiritual master,
and with the
Vaishnavas, you will never have access to Krishna. He wants first of all to see that you know how to have a proper relationship with Guru and with Vaishnavas. Then once you've shown that you can probably serve Guru and probably serve the Vaishnavas, then Krishna will say, all right, now you can have your relationship with me.
Et kui sa oled näidanud see korralikult, oled võimeline teenima Gurut ja Vaishnavat, siis Krishna ütleb, jah, et sa võid.
If you try to jump over the head of Guru and Vaishnavas and have a directly relationship with Krishna,
et kui sa tahad kohe hüppat üle Guru ja Vaishnavatega ja kohe otse Krishnaga suhelda,
it will not be possible.
See ei ole võimalik.
Prabhupada said there's enough monkeys in Vrindavan already.
Prabhupada ütles, et Vrindavanas on nii palju päpikuid.
Who go jumping from branch to branch.
Ja hüppavad oksalt oksale.
So don't jump over the head of Guru trying to have a relationship with Krishna.
Et ära hüppa üle Guru, et saada Krishnaga suhelda.
Krishna says, I know no one but my devotees. My devotees know no one but me, and I know no one but my devotees.
Okay.
He says, my devotees know no one but me. My devotees don't know anybody except for me.
Krishna ütleb, et minu pühendunud ei tea peale minu mitte kedagi.
And I do not know anybody except for my devotees.
Ja mina ei tea mitte kedagi peale minu pühendunud.
So if you don't know how to love and serve Krishna's devotees, if you try to approach Krishna, you know what he'll say? I don't know you. I don't know you. Who are you? So you have to approach through the medium of Guru and Vaishnava. And that's how Krishna, oh, you're a disciple of such and such, you're doing nice service for the Vaishnavas in Tartu. Yes, come on. You have to come through serving Guru and serving the Vaishnavas. Then Krishna will allow you to come with his intimate circle. Otherwise you will always remain outsider, rotating in the cycle of birth and death.
Keereldes sünni ja surmahes.
That Guru Seva and Vaishnava Seva is so important for you.
Nii et Guru ja Vaishnava on väga olulised.
Questions more?
Two hands.
Actually, Igor's turn, yeah.
Kuidas käituda, kui üks pühendunu solvub teist pühendunud?
How to act if one devotee insults the other devotee?
Kas sihilikult või alateadlikult?
Either consciously or unconsciously.
Kas tänada Jumalat sellest, et Jumal saatis seda situatsiooni või teha nägu et sa oled neutraalne, aga tegelikult südames sul veel mingi
to thank God for that situation or to just or to just make a face that that it doesn't matter, but in the heart it still burns.
The first thing you have to realize is this. You're contaminated.
So it's awesome.
That's the reality.
See on reaalsus.
The proof is you have a material body.
Tõend on see, et sul on materiaalne keha.
You rebelled against the authority of Krishna.
Ühesõnaga, sa mässisid Krishna autoriteedi vastu.
You're a rascal.
Sa oled võrjus.
You understood the question.
Yeah. I'm coming to the question.
Oh, okay.
Saying it. I'm coming to the answer. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
So, you require rectification.
You require what?
Rectification.
Correction.
Sul on vaja, siis nagu,
so, if there's some difficulty with another devotee,
et kui sul on teise pöördunuga mingi raskus,
you feel that you're insulted.
Kui sa tunned, et sa oled solvav.
You have to understand that it could be your own false pride, actually.
Kui sa tunned, et tema sind solvab, siis võib tegelikult olla sinu vale uhkus.
Because not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme.
Sest isegi rohulible ei liigu ilma Jumala tahteta.
A devotee learns to see everything in relationship with the Lord. Even if someone says something wrongly to you, the devotee, he will still see it in relation with Krishna. If Lord Chaitanya can be chastised by his guru that you were a fool,
kui Lord Chaitanya, tema guru,
if someone tells you that you were a fool, will you be insulted?
Kui keegi ütleb sulle, et sa oled loll, kas sa solvud?
Lord Chaitanya was told that he is a fool.
Lord Chaitanya öeldi, et sa oled rumal.
By his own spiritual master.
Tema oma vaimse õpetaja poolt.
So if someone says Igor is a fool,
see, kui keegi ütleb, et Igor on rumal.
Well, Igor think, oh, you've insulted me.
Siis Igor ütleb, et sa solvasid mind.
Igor should think, yes, thank you for blessing me with a reminder of the facts.
Igor tegelikult peaks mõtlema, et jah, väga
yes,
hea,
I am a fool, there's no doubt. So actually, a devotee of the Lord, he never becomes angry, he never becomes insulted. You said a devotee became insulted, but actually devotees, if you're really a devotee, you never become insulted. If you're feeling insulted, it means you're a non-devotee.
Kui sa tunned ennast solvunud, siis tähendab, sa pole pühendunud.
Just like C said, a devotee is unhappy. I said, devotee is never unhappy.
Pühendunud ei ole mitte kunagi kurv.
Because he's situated beyond happiness and distress.
Sest ta on kõrgemal.
Similarly, a devotee is never insulted.
Samuti pühendunud mitte kunagi solvunud.
Because he is situated beyond honor and dishonor.
Sest ta on austusest ja mitte austusest kõrgema asetse.
He sees the hand of the Lord in everything.
Ta näeb Jumala kätt kõiges.
And he's always grateful to Krishna for everything that happens to him at every moment.
Ja ta on tänulik Krishnale igal hetkel ükskõik, mis temaga ka ei juhtu.
Even if someone did insult you by being rude to you and this and that, still, if you're actually Krishna conscious, you can take it without being disturbed.
Et isegi kui keegi tõesti siin solvas, olles näiteks jäme, siis kui sa oled Krishna teaduses, siis sa ei solvu selle peale. Sa võid selle võtta vastu, aga sa ei solvu.
But isn't it on the other side? If someone insults the devotee, personal insult, maybe a devotee can tolerate and say that it's Krishna's arrangement. But if someone insults another devotee, what should be done?
Yes, if someone insults another devotee, then you must defend that devotee. But what if one devotee insults another devotee?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mentioned that.
They're not devotees then.
Really.
They're not really devotees. Sorry, I know. Maybe I insulted both of them by saying that, but they felt insulted. But someone who insults a Vaishnava is not a devotee. A devotee will never insult a Vaishnava.
Yeah, but like someone else, like it says the.
If an outsider insults a devotee,
one should stand up, or even should.
So rude and offensive towards a devotee.
Yeah.
Then if a devotee sees another devotee being insulted, he will defend that devotee against the attack. Or he will leave that place. Just like our beloved godbrother Jayananda Prabhu. The famous devotee of
Prabhupada.
If he would hear somebody criticizing another devotee,
kui ta kuulis kedagi kritiseerimas teist pühendunut,
he would immediately leave that place.
Läks ta koheselt sellest kohast minema.
He never wanted to hear such talk.
Ta kunagi tahanud sellist juttu kuulata.
And if you tried to glorify him,
kui sa tahad teda ülistada,
he would also leave.
Ta samuti lahkub. Lahkuks.
So that's, see, a devotee doesn't want to hear a devotee being blasphemed or criticized. He just wants to hear the glories of the devotees.
So should he think that it is Krishna's arrangement or how?
It's Krishna's arrangement to test your bhakti. You see, we have a tendency to be envious. We want to think that I am great and so and so is not very great.
Meil on nagu kalduvus mõelda, et mina olen võimas, aga tema ei ole.
So if we hear another devotee being criticized, we think, yeah, we may agree and start to also criticize that devotee. And that way, our false pride becomes very big, that I am great and he's no good.
Ja kui me kuuleme mingit teist pühendunut, et teda kritiseeritakse, siis me võime mõelda ka, et jaa, teed see õigus ja siis me läheme samuti ja kritiseerime seda pühendunut.
But this is not a devotional attitude, this is a material consciousness.
Ja seega meie vale uhkus võib veel suureneda, aga see ei ole pühendunud mõtlemine.
The devotee only wants to see the good in the other devotees. He doesn't want to see the bad thing.
Pühendunud tahab näha ainult head teistes pühendunutes.
That's all. So if you are insulted, it's the proper thing is to thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you hear another devotee being insulted, you should either just defeat the person who's insulting him or you should just get out of there, not to hear it. Questions more? Yes.
How to have this Hare Krishna spirit? This cooperation.
Yeah, this the cooperative spirit, the Hare Krishna spirit.
Kuidas omada seda Hare Krishna vaimu või meeleolu, seda meeskondliku meeleolu?
Well, the easiest way is to find those persons who are very much in the cooperative spirit.
Parim viis on leida need inimesed, kes on just selles meeleolus.
Take shelter of their association.
Ja võtta varjupaika nende suhtlemises.
That's the easy way.
See on kergem viis.
Krishna says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama.
Krishna ütleb.
One's consciousness is developed according to the company that you keep.
Inimese teadvus areneb vastavalt sellele, millises seltskonnas ta viibib.
So, if you find some devotees who are very enthusiastic to work cooperatively in the devotees, family of devotees,
nii et kui ta leiab sellised kui leida sellised pühendunud, kes väga entusiastlikult nagu selles
then you should hear from them submissively,
nii et nendel pühendunudel tuleb just neid tuleb alandikult kuulata,
and you should serve them with love,
neid tuleb armastusega teenida,
and you should associate with them as much as possible,
ja nii tuleb suhelda nii palju kui võimalik,
by face to face association,
näost näkku suhtlemine,
by telephone,
läbi telefon,
by email,
läbi e-posti,
by snail mail,
ja
by meditation,
läbi tiguposti,
and by prayer,
ja läbi valve.
That's the answer.
See on vastus.
how to serve with love.
Aga kuidas teenida armastusega?
Serving, how to serve with love? This is a very nice question.
Kuidas teenida armastusega? Väga hea küsimus.
Serving with love means without any thought of something in return.
Armastusega teenime tähendab seda, et mitte midagi ei ootame vastu sellel.
That I'm doing this for you, now you have to do this for me.
Et vaata, et ma teen seda sinule ja nüüd pead sina tegema seda minule.
See, that's business.
See on äri.
That I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch my back. That is not love.
Aga see pole armastus.
That is simply sense gratification.
See on lihtsalt meelte rahuldamine.
You see, in the material world, what they call love is actually, it's not love.
See, mida materiaalse maailmas kutsutakse
armastuseks, pole armastus. Agreement for mutual sense enjoyment is all it is.
See on lihtsalt vastastikune meelte rahuldamine.
But actual love, just like I knew when there was one e-student wrote me.
I think it's armastus.
He was happily married. And then something happened. He had some disease, and his face became ugly.
So
his wife gave him up.
Because
he didn't look handsome anymore. He looked ugly, so she gave him up. She quit and gave up her relationship with being his wife. You see? That is not love. That's lust, that's sense gratification. So actual loving service means there's no thought of return. You just want to give your service. Give, 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 with no thought of getting something back. That is loving service.
Ja tegelik armastuslik teenimine on see, kui sa ainult teed ja mitte midagi oota vastu.
Then you may say, well, why should I do that? I mean, I'm not going to get anything back. If you're thinking that way, that means you don't realize the real, you don't realize what is the actual reality of existence.
Aga sa mõtled niimoodi, siis sa tegelikult ei tea, mis on selle eksistentsi reaalsus.
Your nature is you are a servant.
Aga tegelikult sinu loomus on see, et sa oled teener.
You are not meant to try to be the enjoyer.
Sa ei ole mõeldud olema nautija.
You're not meant for that.
Sa ei ole mõeldud selleks.
You are meant to give enjoyment to the Lord.
Sa oled mõeldud selleks, et anda naudingut Jumalale.
That is your actual position.
See on sinu tegelik positsioon.
But your problem is you still want to be the enjoyer.
Aga sinu probleem on see, et sa tahad ikka olla nautija.
Not only you, all of us.
Mitte ainult sina, vaid me kõik.
Our problem is we all want to be the enjoyer.
Probleem on see, et me kõik tahame olla nautijad.
So, you simply have to serve Krishna. You have to serve Guru. And you have to serve Vaishnavas. Without any thought of return. Just serve for the sake of pleasing the spiritual master. Pleasing the devotees. And pleasing Krishna. Just try to make the devotees happy. Try to make the spiritual master happy. That's all. Your happiness is to see that they are happy. Do not try to enjoy separately. Make your only desire to see that your spiritual master is happy with you. And that the devotees are happy with you. That's loving service. Not what can I get out of this. Ask not what the devotees can do for you. Ask what you can do for the devotees. Ask not for what your spiritual master can do for you. But ask what you can do for your spiritual master. This is the way.
You said that we should only want to give, give, give. But why is that in the spiritual world there are these trees where you can get this 100 euro notes then.
Karolin
küsis seda.
Yeah. Karolin küsis seda. Then why? What he did with the trees? Or?
No, she said you said that you want to give, give, give. So So why there is all this spiritual, spiritual
trees? Yeah, yes. The desire trees are in the spiritual world, not fulfilling the sense gratificatory desires of the devotees. No.
Karolin küsis seda, et kui te ütlete niimoodi, et me peame ainult andma.
Because the devotees in the spiritual world do not have any desire for sense gratification.
Kui me peame ainult andma, siis miks vaimses maailmas on sellised puud, kus näiteks võib saada tuhande euroseid? Aga sa praegu ütled, et et vaimses maailmas ei ole mõeldud, need puud ei ole mõeldud selleks, et materiaalseid meelt rahuldamist soove täita.
But they have many desires to serve Krishna in many different ways.
Aga pühendunutel on selle asemel hoopis paljud erinevad soovid, kuidas erinevad moodi teenida Krishna.
So the desire trees fulfill their desires of serving Krishna.
Ja soovid ja puud täidavad nende soovid, et teenida Krishna.
They may want to offer Krishna a mango, so the tree will give a mango. If you want to Krishna an apple, whatever fruit they want, whatever they want to offer Krishna, the tree will help them to do that nicely.
Yeah, ükskõik, mida nad ka ei taas Krishnale pakkuda, see puu annab seda
neile. On the other hand, the trees are doing the giving service.
The trees are giving. They're showing the example of giving service.
Ja
they don't ask for anything. They're teaching all, they're showing the example of always being the mood of giving. So you should also be like a desire tree. Always giving. And the result will be that Krishna will become your personal property.
Et Krishna saab te isiklikuks omandiks.
That person who controls everything and owns everything.
See inimene, kes kõike kontrollib ja kõik omab.
Will belong to you.
Saab olema teie oma.
Why would I want this?
You won't want.
When I want only to serve, why do I want that he is my property?
You won't want it.
Et ongi see, et kui ma tahan ainult teine,
you won't, you won't desire. That's even if you had the desire to control and own him, you would never agree to be controlled now. The devotee never wants. He only wants that Krishna will control and own him, that's all. If you have a desire to control and own him, you'd be in this material world. You see,
kui sa tahad Krishna kontrollida, siis sa jääd siia materiaalsesse maailma.
Krishna only agrees that can be controlled and owned by those persons who have no desire to control and own him, who just want to be controlled and owned by him.
Nii et Krishna on nõus laskma ennast kontrollida ja omada ainult endel inimestel, kes ei oma soovi teda kontrollida ja omada.
You understand?
Saadama.
Yeah, that's a special thing for people who have no desire to control him.
Ja see on eriline soov.
But the only desire is to serve him.
Only soov on teda teenida.
Prabhupada said in one lecture, he says, Krishna,
Prabhupada ütles ühes loengus, et Krishna
is ajita, he is unconquerable.
Krishna on võidetamatu.
But he becomes jita or conquered by his devotee's love.
Aga Krishna saab võidetuks oma pühendunu armastusse.
It's like the gopi girls, they complete. Krishna became like their, practically like their puppy dog.
Et nagu karjase tüdrukud.
Because they had.
Et Krishna sai justkui nende kutsikaks.
Because they were totally surrendered to Krishna.
Aga see oli sellepärast, et nad olid täielikult Krishnale alistunud.
Krishna became totally surrendered to them.
Ja see iga Krishna muutus endale täielikult alistunuks.
So the gopis are the highest emblem of pure bhakti. Highest symbol.
Nii et gopid on bhakti ehk pühendumusliku teenimise kõige kõrgemad sümbolid.
Questions, Mara? Seems as though everyone has exhausted their questions now. If the questions are finished, then we can adjourn. Anybody who wants to keep the darshan or the questions and answers going longer can just ask another question. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Yannick.
küsida, et kust veel tekis selline küsimus kuskil, selline, et kus on hing tulnud, et mõned ikka Brahmas, Brahma ütlest.
Janek wants to know that one day they were discussing this kind of topic that where does the soul come from? Does it come from Brahma Jyoti or does it enda kõrda? Where does the spirit soul come from? Does it come from Brahma Jyoti?
Yes. This is answered in the Bhagavad Gita.
See on vastatud Bhagavad Gitas.
You have not read the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita?
Et kas sa ei ole Bhagavad Gita 10. peatükki lugenud?
You've never read chapter 10? If you had read chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita, you would easily know the answer to that question. Text number
8.
Aham sravasya pravava matak sarvam pravartate iti madvava jante imang buddha bhava samanvitaha. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
Krishna ütleb, et mina olen nii vaimsete kui materiaalsete maailmade allikas. Kõik lähtub minust.
So my question is, I have a question for you. Is the soul part of everything?
Ja on küsimus, minu küsimus sulle. Kas hing on kõige osa?
Yes or no?
Jah või ei.
Yeah. Is the soul part of everything? Everything means everything. It means the planets, the people. I'll answer your question. Everything includes everything, right?
Kõik sisaldab kõike. Yeah. Yes.
Everything means everything. I mean, that's obvious. So, Krishna says everything comes from me.
Krishna says kõik tuleb minust.
This cup comes from me. This harmonium comes from me. Sankarshan Das Adhikari comes from me.
Sankarshan tuleb minust.
Janek comes from me.
Janek tuleb minust.
You know, Tartu comes from me.
Tartu tuleb minust.
You know, Rangadevi Dasi comes from me.
Rangadevi Dasi tuleb minust.
You see? This drum comes from me.
See drum tuleb minust.
European hit radio comes from me.
Euroopa hit radio tuleb minust.
Everything comes from me.
Kõik tuleb
everything means everything.
Kõik tähendab kõik.
Nothing exists outside of everything except for one thing, and that's Krishna, who's the source of everything.
Et kõigest väljapoole jääb ainult Krishna, mis on kõige allikaks.
But actually, if you want to get fussy about Krishna's statement, everything comes from me, let's say, well, Krishna, you're part of everything too, philosophically, so that means you also come from Krishna.
Aga sa võid ju niimoodi segaduses filosoofiliselt küsida, et kõik tuleb kõigest, siis...
And that's all right, we can say that Krishna comes from Krishna, he's self-manifested.
We can accept that
philosophical point. Krishna is also coming from
Krishna.
Everything comes from Krishna. You come from Krishna, I come from Krishna. That, so it's very clearly stated, there shouldn't be any confusion for somebody who's read the Bhagavad Gita. I don't understand how people could be confused. What is the origin of the soul? You know, it means they didn't read the Bhagavad Gita. It's a silly question. What's the origin of the soul? The Brahma Jyoti? You know, or maybe the stork flew over, you know, dropped? And what is... But it is, no, Krishna says everything comes from me. Krishna is the origin of the soul.
Krishna ütleb, et kõik tuleb minus, nii et Krishna on hinge allikaks.
It's very simple. Krishna is the origin of the soul.
Krishna on hinge allikaks.
Period. It's stated right there in the Bhagavad Gita.
See Bhagavad Gita nii öeldud.
How you can think the Brahma Jyoti?
This would mean that Brahma
Jyoti.
Actually, in one sense, everything comes from the Brahma Jyoti.
Samas mingis mõttes kõik tuleb Brahma Jyoti.
Because the Brahma Jyoti is the emanation from Krishna.
Brahma Jyoti on Krishna.
Actually, in one sense, everything is the Brahma Jyoti also.
Mingis mõttes on kõik ka Brahma Jyoti.
There's the uncovered Brahma Jyoti, the spiritual world.
Lihtsalt nagu mitte kaetud Brahma Jyoti.
And there's the covered Brahma Jyoti, the material world. Jyoti means the effulgence coming, the emanation from Krishna.
Jyoti tähendab, Krishna's out.
So if you look at it from that angle of vision, you know, we are part of the spiritual, we are, we are actually part of the Brahma Jyoti, but that we are coming from Krishna.
Aga me oleme tegelikult ka osaka Brahma Jyotis, me oleme Krishnast.
It's like there's the sun, in that sunshine there's millions of little tiny particles of sunshine. So you are part of the Brahma Jyoti, but you are coming from Krishna. That's the reality. Yeah.
Isn't that the same that I'm coming from my mother, but as my mother comes from Krishna, I'm coming from Krishna?
Et see sama see, et mina tulen oma emast, aga mina emad Krishnast.
Even if you did come from the Brahma Jyoti came from Krishna. So you come from Krishna. It's like you say, did you come from America? Or did you come from America or from Finland? You can ask me. Did you come? It's a big debate. Did Sankarshan Prabhu come from Finland or did he come from America?
And
there's a big fight going on.
There's a big argument
going on. One group says he came from America, the other group says he came from Finland. There's a big fight going on.
The
fight becomes so intense, they get out knives and guns and everything. Huge fight going on. How ridiculous. Because I came from Finland and I came from the United States both. And I also came from Germany. Because I came from the US to Germany to Finland and now here I am in Estonia. So I came from Finland. I came from Tallinn. You see? And in Germany, I came from Cologne and Hohenstein and Abenteuer and Heidelberg and Semachula. I came from all those places before I came here. But they say, what is the origin of the soul? Krishna is the origin of everything that Brahma has said. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, Brahmaji says Krishna is the cause of everything. He's the origin of everything. So how they can say, if they say that the soul originates in the Brahma Jyoti, then that means they're saying there's another origin besides Krishna. It's actually Mayavadi philosophy. Because the Mayavadis say that the Brahma Jyoti is the origin of everything.
Yes, Mayavadi ütleb, et Brahma Jyoti on kõige allikas.
Including the form of Krishna.
Samuti ka Krishna kuju.
If someone wants to push forward this point that the soul originates in the Brahma Jyoti is a covered form of Mayavadi philosophy.
Ja kui keegi tahab edasi arendada selle filosoofi, et hing tuleb Brahma Jyotist,
because Krishna is the origin of Krishna, the person Krishna is the origin of absolutely everything.
Aga tegelikult Krishna isiksus on absoluutselt kõige allikas.
Nothing can originate in the Brahma Jyoti.
Ja miski saab Brahma Jyotist tulla.
Because the Brahma Jyoti doesn't originate anything.
Brahma Jyoti ei tekita midagi.
It's originated by Krishna.
See on Krishna poolt tekitatud.
Krishna has the originating power and no one else has originating power. Nothing else has originating power.
Yeah.
Only Krishna has originating
Krishna
power.
Krishna on loov jõud.
So, but the Mayavadis say that the Brahma Jyoti is the origin of everything, including Krishna. They say that Krishna is a manifestation of the Brahma Jyoti. And that we are also a manifestation of the Brahma Jyoti. So, actually, I am Krishna.
Seega olen mina Krishna.
And so are you.
Aga sina.
But they think that I have realized that I'm Krishna better than you have realized Krishna.
But
that you are Krishna.
Nemad arvavad, et nemad on paremini sellest aru saanud, et nemad on Krishna kui
therefore
sina.
You should worship me as God.
Ja seega sina peaksid mind teenima kui Jumal.
That's the Mayavadi
pollution. Ja see on Mayavadi filosofia.
Pollution.
Saastatus tegelikult.
They want to kick Krishna out of his position as supreme and put themselves in.
Nad tahavad Krishnat kõige kõrgema koha pealt ära lükata ennast sinna ise end sinna panna.
So this whole idea that the Brahmajyoti, impersonal Brahman, is the origin of the jiva is dangerously close to Mayavadi philosophy.
Et tegelikult see arvamus, et Brahmajyotist, et hind tuleb Brahmajyotist, on väga ohtlikult lähedal Mayavadi filosoofia.
Because the Brahmajyoti is not the origin of anything. It's simply a passageway through which things are coming. Any other questions more?
Igor's parents had any questions?
Yeah, they're the special guests of honor tonight.
He would rather listen how the others ask, and by that he gets his answers.
What about Mrs. Igor?
Aga kuidas on siis proua Igoriga?
Igor's mother.
Igor ema. She's very tired.
All right then.
Okay,
we should we can end it tonight?
Yeah,
what time are the
have to drive far.
Who's driving? Oh, they live far away? How far away do they live?
Almost to Silame.
Oh, so you live near Silame?
Halfway to Silame.
Well, I'll be in Silame on Thursday and Friday night. If you want to come hear me there also, you're welcome. So should we now we have some special prasadam, if we can get the knot untied.